Many of these beautiful works of art are kept in buildings that used to be palaces. The palaces in Florence look more like prisons than palaces. They were built that way, not to keep people in, but to keep people out. In olden times, rich families lived in these palaces, and they were not good neighbors, for one family frequently quarreled or fought with another, so the palaces had to be strong as forts. There are no water streets in Florence like those in Venice, but through Florence flows a river called the Arno, and across it are several bridges. On one of these bridges, called the Ponte Vecchio, which means the old bridge, are shops as on the Rialto in Venice. Most of the shops sell ornaments and souvenirs made out of silver, mosaic, leather, and tortoise shell. For this is the kind of artwork that present-day Florentines make to sell to the thousands of travelers that visit the city. Towers are built to stand erect, straight up and down, as boys and girls are. But not no far from Florence is a city named Pisa, which has a very peculiar tower that leans to one side. It is called the Leaning Tower of Pisa. The tower was built to stand straight, but the foundation has sunk on one side, so that the tower slants over as if it were going to fall. It has stood that way for hundreds of years, but is gradually leaning more and more, and if it cannot be stopped, someday it will fall. You remember I told you that marble was made from the bones of sea animals, but all marble is not alike. Some is so coarse you can even see the bones in the stone. But near Pisa are stone mines called quarries, from which are cut blocks of stone of a very fine and smooth kind of marble called, from the name of the place, Carrara. Ever since the time of Christ, men have been cutting out blocks of marble from these quarries, and people send all the way to Carrara from this country and other countries when they want especially fine marble for a building, or a mantle, or a piece of sculpture.